Beginning of this week's parsha. So Kedusharim and Sefer Aschus. Just want to learn up a shtickle what he says. There's a lot of words over here that he's throwing in that at face value that they don't cop the whole picture, the imic of what he's saying. So I want to explain. You know, people say something, they're coming from somewhere. And it has there's a touch to it and a relevant touch to it. He's imic on an interesting thing. Beginning of the parsha, to Sefer Aschus, he writes, he says, you find in Chazal, in the Midrashim over here, and that's in the Nigla, and in the Nister, and the Zayar, and the Idra, that you find a tremendous ribui of Chazals, of drushes, more than a disproportionate amount of drushes here in Parshas Nasai than all the other parshas. He says like this, HaMedrash, the Parshas Umarich Yeser Mikol Mokar. And Idra also Marich more than Makom Bakr. So why is it? It's not stam. Vilama Nira says this the Kedusharim. Fi Shebechol Shana Haparsha Bechagashvus. Okay, this year is a little bit different because of Ibra year comes out before, but it's always right there with Shvus. It's kosher. Parshas Nasai is kosher to Shvus. Shenitna Lanu Hatayra Umischadesh. B'toiv Hashem, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, B'tuv Hashem Yisbarach gives us Nesinas HaTorah al kol Hashon. In Nesinas HaTorah of Shavuos, there's a haschola of a new Kabbalah. A new Kabbalah is like a Reishis, the beginning. Everything that follows after that is all the Koyach of the Reishis. He gave you this Koyach now in this giving. So the Gili, what he's giving now, is Be'etzem for the whole year. U'benekuda shenikras Reishis tolu kol Masha Acharkach. That's the significance of every rashis. Of every rashis. Rashis is Bikurim, you bring the rashis, and that's Shavuos. Matan Torah, it's the beginning of the giving, it's the re-giving, it's like a new Matan Torah. When Matan Torah was given, there was no Torah here in the physical world. At Kedekach, there's a daya in the Ge'enim, that the bracha that the Eilel Torah on Shavuos makes, I don't remember the whole Nusach, but instead of Asher Bachar Bono Mikolam V'Nosan Lanu Esterosa Asher Nosan Lanu Es HaToyra HaZois, and a whole arichas in what it is, because there's a bigger thing. It's not just Kadosh Baruch Hu took something and gave it to us. He put it in a different format for us. The Torah in its real ruchnistic format is Sheamus. There's not mitzvahs per se for all them to do. That's all Chazal that Malachi Asharas came when Moshe Rabbeinu came, went up to be Mekabel the Torah, and the Malachi Asharas asked him, and he said, what does Torah have to do with Bnei Adam? So he said, look what it says here. Right? It says in this mitzvah that are you mitzvah in that? Can you do that or can we do that? The Torah was put, when it was put given to Bnei Adam, the Torah was put, HaTorah HaZois, the form of Torah that it's in a Gashmiyazdik, it's compatible in a Gashmiyazdik world with the mitzvahs. That's a form that was given to us. It was a Shinui Be'etzem. A lowering of the Torah and putting it in a form that it can be that compatible in this world. That giving was on Shavuos, and that is re-giving every time. And when you give that inherent in that giving, it's a way to view all rishis lifi chazal. It's the giving not only of the change that occurs by giving this thing, but bekayach in that is everything that this thing can do, the whole power of this thing, that's all given now. Now you have to take that and bring it minakayach. But it's all given now. Dr. Kedusharim, at the time when the Torah is given, and that's like a ratios of Torah, everything that happens afterwards, mashik achakach is all told. Va'an medrash, shehu, shedairish, v'chayker me'atayrah. So the Medrash is there from the Gilui of the Torah. V'azoyer HaKadosh Meir Oyer HaTorah. And the Zoyar is Meir Oyer HaTorah. Oyer HaTorah, right, that's what's Oyer HaTorah mean? We said, Be'etzem, the Bria is a physical Bria, and it's a very misleading Bria, right? Because it's really B'sharosha of the Bria, it's Ratzon Hashem. And everything is Ratzon Hashem. And it's deceptive, the world, but that's oyer, that's the oyer of it. And he says, and he throws in, V'omar, that's why in the Zohar, when you find, in the Gemara by us, you find Toshma. The Lashon HaZohar, you don't find Toshma, you find Tochazi. Come, what's the difference? Because The Zohar is the Oyer of Torah. The Zohar is the Oyer. It's Megala, the Bria, what the Bria takes to, pulls up the curtain, puts on the lights, and shows you what the world really is. That's the Oyer. Tochazi means come see. You can see it. It's klor fad egas, right in front of your eyes. It's klor. Toshma means it's not something that you can see. Right? You see, Ria is bigger. Like Shmiya Gdayla Miria. Shmiya is Toshma, you can understand. You can hear, you can daher, you can perceive, you can understand. But a bechina of klorkite, of seeing the Bria for what it is, that's the oyer, that's the oyer of the Torah, that the drushes of desire are. And he says, that's why it's Tochazi. There's a Ha'ar on that, which is not our Indian at all. There's a difference between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. In the Yushalmi, what we have is Toshma, and the Bavli is Tochazi in the Yushalmi too. Even though to us opening the Yushalmi, it might look like Nister, to understand what the Yushalmi is saying, but Lamai says not, right? And it still says Tochazi. So you have to understand why they're yet Tochazi, and if so, what's the difference between the Bavli and the Yushalmi? Not our Indian. But this is what, just want to take what the Chidush HaRim says. Tochazi. When the Eibishter gives us b'tovas ayin this Torah, right, re-gives us this Torah, mispashet, it's given in that munach, in that nesina, in that reishis is shenucha leida v'lidresh v'lachkar, to give us the koyach leida to understand v'lidresh v'lachkar gam ha'oyr ha'meir b'yoseh, even the tifsta of ayins. It helps us. It's something that if you do get that, you're good to go. Why? So he says, now he brings in something over here which I want to learn up well. The Hoyer Einenu, that's this Oyer of Torah. So what are we? Hoyer Einenu B'Sarah Secha. We mistakenly think. Here, I really want to go through the whole Avos Olam now in a short form through this. But the whole we think Hoyer Einenu B'Sarah Secha is a tefillah to learn time. Right? Hoyer Einenu B'Sarah Secha. I don't understand it properly. Right? So let me understand Torah. That's not what it means. Araya, that's not what it means. Look earlier in the Seder of Avraham. The same libeinu lahavin lahaskel lishma lishmaya lilmaydu lilmaydu. The same libeinu lilmaydu lalamid lishma lalasak. You already said that. You got through lilmaydu lalamid. Lilmaydu lalamid doesn't mean to take a Schottenstein, read a few lines, and say, okay, say Kaddish Drabon, and you put in your 5 minutes for the day. That's not what it means, right? Lilmaydu lalamid means proper learning and proper lil, proper lilmaid, proper lalamid, proper lishmaid, proper lal. Nochdem is starts down the higher name of Sarasa. Been there, done that. He already said that. So what's it? So we'll get back to that. So the taich here is though, v'hoyer einenu b'sarasecha does not mean just this one line. V'hoyer einenu b'sarasecha doesn't mean we should just learn, understand Torah. That was dealt with beforehand. Al yedei limud haTorah, al yedei yegiya b'Torah. You are zeicha to this oyer of Torah. That the emes of Torah sheds light on what the world is. Right, we're walking around in a world of darkness, right? With all the bright lights and all of the allure, it's a world of darkness, a world of tahoim of chayshach. V'ho'er einenu b'sarasecha means that Torah, that lilmay v'lamed lishmer v'lasayis, should enlighten, the Torah should enlighten our eyes that we should be able to see the emes of the world. V'ho'er einenu, how b'sarasecha? With your Torah, be meir einenu, that we should be able to see the world for what it properly is. That's Hoyer Einenu. That's what he says over here. That you can get inyan riba the riba or meir einenu. That al yedeinitz mispashet shenucha leida v'lidrash v'lachker gam ha'or ha'meir b'yoyser. U'meir l'kol yamechayenu b'mash is meir einenu. What does it help us? Now's the next part of it. Shal yedeize, what is the Hoyer Einenu seeing the world properly? Shal yedeize yadbek libeinu yadbek libeinu b'mitzvoysa. And what do I want it for? Not because we want it stam for our personal hanoah, but what do we want it for? Like it says afterwards, Right? In other words, the lev and the eye and the einayim, what you see influences the hargosha, influences the lev. So what you see should be the world as it is clearly, and al yidei that brings you to adabik libeinim mitzvei secha. Why? If you see the world for what the world normally is, if you see the world for what the world really is, right, what it's meant to be, so then, so the Rabbeinu Shalalem, it's all the Ratzon Hashem. So Ratzon Hashem is where it starts and stops. If Ratzon Hashem is where it starts and stops, I have to do Ratzon Hashem. What's Ratzon Hashem? How does Ratzon Hashem manifest itself in this world? Mitzvahs, right? So you're overcome with this feeling. What's v'dabek libeinu mitzvah secha? It doesn't mean let us pay lip service and do the mitzvahs. Dabek libeinu mitzvah secha means it's like a magnet. You're pulled to it. You're dovuk the mitzvahs because there's nothing else to do. This is what I'm here for. You're drawn to do it. How? Because you perceive, because you see what the world is, you see what the bria is, you see what your tachlis is. How do you see that in the chayshich? V'hoyer einenu b'sayr v'secha. V'meir, our einayim b'sayr v'secha. And then v'dabik libeinu b'mitzvah secha. Through that you get to the v'dabik libeinu, you get to the v'dabik libeinu b'mitzvah secha. What's the taich of this hoyer einenu? What's the taich of this hoyer einenu? It's not the taich that the Rabbeinu Shalom put something here for us to see that wasn't there before. That they speak about Chdusherim, Svasem speak about that Barichas. It's based on a Medrash Rabbah, Bracious Rabbah, Nun Gimel Yutes, Omer Rabin Yomin, Hakoil Becheska Sumin, Achakodish Baruchu Meir Einea. What does that mean? This is what Andusach of what the Chdusherim says in Parshas Vayera. What does that mean? Kloima Shekol Masha Odom Tzorich Mucham Lefam. Anything that you're meant to see, anything that you're meant to have, it's in front of you. It's always in front of you. But you can't see it because you're becheska suma. Because man sheina kodesh baruch hu meir einav. So tchusu sharim vechein hu b'teira. She mevakshim v'hoer this other place in Parshas Vayera. She mevakshim v'hoer einenu b'sayr asecho. To see in front of you what the world is. That's v'hoer einenu. K'mei shebikish David HaMelech. Like David HaMelech said, Gal einai v'abita nifla is miter asecho. Gal einai. Reveal my, open my eyes. Al yedeze Hashem is Hashem is Baruch Meir Lirois Anifloyes. Al yedeze Nidbak Leiv HaOdom B'Mitzvoisov. Zeu Shemevakshem B'Dabek Libeinu B'Mitzvoisecha. B'Yoyse with more, a little bit deeper than that. This is a Sfasamis and Likutim. At the shayrish of everything physical in the world is how do we see? What does it mean seeing the world for what it is? Everything over here, we view the Gashmias as an end in itself. It's something in itself. If you were to look at it as there was a Ratzon Hashem to do, and to that end, everything that exists here, right? So then you go and you look at everything in the Sheirish, and you understand really where is everything coming from. If you see that clearly, immediately you understand the whole world. Right? If I understand that it's all Ratzon Hashem, so anything that I've done, when I have a choice, should I do this, should I do this, should I go here, should I go there, it all boils down to one very simple shaila. Simple in theory, but not in practice. What does the Rebbeinu Shalom want? Right? What does the Rebbeinu Shalom want? That's what you see. If you get it, you see everything to the Sheirish, and it brings you this ahava. This dabek libeinu brings you to a dabek libeinu where it can't be otherwise. It has to be like that. That shvuas is nitan, and in shvuas where is matan Torah, the reishis of shvuas, everything is latent in there to see that. That's how the chdusharim was masbir. Why to signify that to show al simen al kach? There's the ribui of drushes both benigla and benister in the shvuas time period, whether it's also, normally, it's right after Shavuos. Here it's Erev Shavuos. It's kosher to Shavuos. Why it's kosher to Shavuos? This ribui because there's a ribui of Torah, and that's a ribui of Torah that with our Kabbalah of Torah, because it's a rachis. Because now is the time that it's put in the world keilo. So when it's put in the world, there's an Eis HaKosher, a Shas Rotzen, and a Eis Rotzen, and a Shas HaKosher for a person to be dovuk in that, because it was now put in the world. It's there for the take. It's there for the take. Now let's understand, go and understand a little bit more Ava Rabba, Ava Salem, whichever one you want. What do you call it? It says, so that we started already on all the thing. First is just I should have the Koyach of Torah. The Torah should help me. Open our eyes doesn't mean open our eyes. Open our eyes to understand the Ktsaiser, Kivager, Maral, whatever it is. That's already Lil Maidul Alamit. I said that already. What's v'ha'er einenu? Through that lilma, through that lalamed, v'me'er einenu. We should learn it properly that it should become a part of us and internalized. And through that we see the world differently. That's the ha'er einenu. And that brings to, once you see that that's the world, v'tabek le'meinu v'sefecha. Now it says afterwards, v'yached le'vavenu le'ahava v'l'yirashmecha. What's that? Beforehand it said, v'dabek li'beinu b'mitzvaysecha. And now it says, v'yached le'vavenu le'ahava v'l'yirashmecha. Le'vavenu. So it's another different word. The libeinu, the vavenu, what's the shinui? So that's yodua, there's two chazal, there's two parts in the lev, there's the yamin and the smail, the yamin is connected, the yetzer, the yamin is the yetzer, is the domain of the yetzer hatoiv. The smail is where the yetzer hara has an achiza, right? It can get in the smail. So it goes like this. The higher einenu b'sara sechel, right? Lavenu means all our hearts. What does that mean? All of the thing comes together, and it's united to be one. The whole thing. It comes, even the tzad smoil, even the yetzer hara part is mevutal, and that's all. That's all now also harnessed to be davuk, and wants nothing more than to be davuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. The davuk levenu b'tzoyseha. How? Because al yedei, the fact that you see the world properly, it brings you a thing to do the mitzvahs. Al yedei, your chibur to the mitzvahs. It becomes this battle, the Yetzer Hara Shaboy. And now your entire, now through that, becomes V'yached, these two separate chalokim of the heart, because now your whole Ratzon, Al Yidei, the pure Ratzon to do, to Dabek Levenu Mitzvah Secha, there's a Yichud Halev of both Tzadim of the Lev, even the Yetzer, the Tzad Smoil, which is where the Yetzer Hara could have an Achiza, is also not, the Yetzer Hara is also overcome there, and it's V'yached Levavenu together. And that brings you to what? The Dabek Lebeinu Misasecha, you had the Rotzen. When you have all of that, that means your whole lev is in this battle with not an iota of anything, just for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That brings you, and only then do you get to the ultimate, we're talking about high madregas here, but when you get a darga of Ava and Yira, Emes Ava, and the Shleimus of Ava, the Shleimus of Yira, is when you realize that there's nothing in you that's not Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So then everything, the Ava for giving it to you, and the Yira, that what are the obligations incumbent upon you, and how do you have to deal with them? That's the emes avin yira. V'yached levavenu al yedei d'hoyer einenu b'sara secha, which means the dabik levenu mitzvah secha, is v'yached levavenu to bring it la'ava u'l'yira shmecha. Is la'ava u'l'yira eshmecha. That's that yichud halev. That's that yichud halev. Now we started with already, with the first is the Torah lilma, the lamed, so, but now it's interesting, another part of this whole thing. It's the Seder HaDvar. Let's take a look at the thing, like overview. Ava Rabba Avtanu, Ava Salem, equal opportunity. Right? Talk about Ava. Pasach Ba'ava. What's the end? Yach Lavenu, fine. Then at the end, Boicher ba'ama Yisrael, be'ahava. Right. The end is also. Of a kerevtoda l'shimcha gadol ve'emes. Right. Ula'ava shmecha baruch ata shem boicher. Ava. In the middle of this whole thing about Torah, gets back to, it all boils down to Ava. Pasach ba'Ava, end of Ava, and this whole tahalich of Torah and Dabik Hayar and Neinu and Dabik Lubeinu and Yachad Lubeinu. And then what? Back to Ava. It would appear that the whole thing is about the Ava and the Torah. It's a Torah sandwich. The beginning is Ava and the end is Ava. And just what's the touch? What's the tachlis of the Bria? The Rebbeinu Shalom is pasuk Novi Os Tisaneg Al Hashem. What do you call this? Aneg Al Hashem, to be dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the biggest schar. That's the biggest tainug. Right. That's the biggest tainug that a person can have. That's the biggest tainug that a person can have. Real tainug, not perceived tainug in the physical world. The emes, a real tainug, that's the biggest tainug a person can have. That's when a person was nivra. How does a person get to that madriga? Where he's totally subservient, totally in his battle to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he realizes that everything is there. Through lil maidu lilamid, which is a yachid, which is a higher einenu b'sara sechem, yachid libeinu, What happens to the Dabek Libeinu Mitzvei Secha? The lave becomes purified. The lave, the whole lave is Ach Verak Le'avo Le'yira Shmecha. There's no bigger Dveikus. That's how you get to the Dveikus, to the Eivishter. From that La'avo Le'yira Shmecha. That's the biggest Ahava, the biggest thing that the Eivishter could have done. Ha'becher Ba'ama Yisrael Be'ahava, you gave us, you were Becher us and gave us this possibility to get it. You know, we say it also Yiftach libeinu b'sayrosin v'otziyah yiftach libeinu b'sayrosay v'yosay b'libeinu avosay v'yirosay. Right? It's the same idea. Yiftach libeinu, here it's talking about libeinu b'sayrosay, not dabik mitzaysecha, but it's the same thing. With the Torah of the Ha'arei Neinu B'Sarasecha, it's Yiftach Libeinu, opens our heart, right? Opens our heart with that to be Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalala, to be Dovuk in B'Sarasecha. And Al Yedei that, Yosim B'Libeinu, the Eibishter can put by us, Avosei V'Yirosei. You get to that matzav where you have that Shleimus Dikka, Avosei V'Yirosei. Avosei V'Yirosei. And there's another thing that it pays to note in this tefillah. But it's a tefillah that the Eibishter gives us the Torah even after Yiftach Libeinu B'Sayrosai, right? So it's not a natural tahalich. Al derech hateva, it shouldn't be that a person in the leiv can get Avosei V'Yirosei to the darga that he's mischaber and is battle to Rabbeinu Shalom. It's only because V'Yosein B'Libeinu Avosei V'Yirosei. The Eibishter has to put it there. That's all part of the Abba of the Eibishter, that he holds our hand every step of the way and gives us the koyach for this, and gives us the koyach for that, and gives us the koyach for that. And that's the Habeicher Ba'ama Yisrael Mi'ahava. Remez Lekach, Ahava Kiyadua, is 13, the Gematria. So Ahava and Echo, that they already say, is the same Gematria. Because Ahava means it becomes Mechober, that's the Eibishter. What's the Tainug, the Tachlus Abriya, to become Echo with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Habeicher Ba'ama Yisrael Be'ahava. Right? How does one do that? What did we learn from over here? How does one do that? One does that through Torah, and one does that to getting to Ava and to Yira, right? Ava's Begematria 13. There's two 13s that are very significant over here. Number one is, how do you get to this Ava? Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem. The Yud Gimel, the 13 Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem, that's how one gets a Chibur and this whole Torah, the Lilbo Lalame, to become a Hoyer, and the whole Talich, the whole process, is through the Chesed that the Eibishter gave us, and Dafka Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh is something that becomes Torah delay, it becomes incorporated, it's a part of a person can get to that target, that's those Yud Gimel. And it's also Yud Gimel Ikra Emunah, and that's another thing. So Yosim B'Libeinu Avosei V'Yerosei, that's Abaycher B'Yisrael, B'Amah Yisrael, Remez, Abaycher B'Amah Yisrael B'Ah, the Eibishter gave us Yud Gimel Midas and gave us Yud Gimel Mechazek. In those, that's how the Ba'ava, you can become the Echod, which is all the same number. You can become the Echod with the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is the Tachlis Abriya, which is the biggest Matana, which is the biggest Simcha that a person could have. That's Mizgala and Shavuos. That Koyach, the capacity for all of that. And that's what the Kabbalah Satira call Echod Lefi Madre Gosai. Brings Lidovik and the Rabbeinu Shalom B'chol Leivav to come to Avos Niras Hashem, to come to be Dovuk, and to be Oymed on the Nekuda HaPnimis of the Bria, and a person, and that's how Klal Yisrael becomes a Goy Kodesh. How much did this Dabek Libeinu, this Cheshik, to be Oymed on what's his name, to be Dovik in the Rabbeinu Shalom, where the whole thing is a Dabek, how strong should that be? So there's a Meir that can say for Chassidim. Saw the Sefer from Shal Alter. The it touches up to Meridika. It's a Sefer Chassidim, really. Called it, Chazal say that you know, as Yadua, Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish, was the Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yechanan, and Rish Lakish was Nifter. So Rabbi Yechanan was tremendously bizarre, it says, because Rish Lakish didn't just sit there and say yes and say, yeah, you're right, this says like you and this says like you. He asked Kashas, and he challenged anything. It was the emphasis. When Rish Lakish was Nifter, so Rabbi Yechanan felt a tremendous void. Gemara earlier in Bab Metzia and Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Ki Noch Nafshei de Rish Lakish, Havakam Mitztayer Rabbi Yechanan. Basra Tuva, Rabbi Yechanan was tremendously Mitztayer. Havakam Ozel V'Koromane, V'Kobochim. He was so distraught that he ran and tore his clothes and he was crying. V'amar heichad bar lakisha, heichad bar lakisha. Where are you, Rish Lakish? I'm so missing. Ad kedei kach, that he went out of his mind. V'ava katzovach ad deshov day temine. Shov day temine. So what happens? Can't leave Rabbi Yechon in such a matzav. Bo rabbanan rachmi alei v'noch nafshem. The rabbanan were mispala and he died. Oh, Shaila, if somebody's sick and you be mispalled that a person should die, so there's a ran in the Dorim Daf Mem, it seems that you could. So, Machlaika, without going into that whole Shaila, here could be that the Tzar, whatever it is, for different reasons, even if not, that's not my not the Sugya. But he was tremendously mitzar, and he went out of his mind, it drove him mad, and they're mispalled for him that he should die. In fact, the Sefer Chassidim, I'm not talking about a Rebbe. In fact, the Sefer Chassidim, Why were they mispalel for him that he should die? Why aren't they be mispalel that he should come back, that he should be normal? Be mispalel that he should have a refuah shleimah and he should be normal. Zok de sefer chassidim amayra de kezach. It wouldn't have helped. You would have been mispalel, he'd be normal, he'd want to learn. He'd again feel how much he's missing in the learning because of Reish Lakish. So he'll again become mishugah. So what are you going to be mispalel again that he should be better? And he'll again become meshuga, and it's just a thing. This is the cheshik. You see how much, learn from this Sefer Chassidim, how much a person is dovik, again, these are madregas that we have no shaykhs to, but in order to be anything, you have to realize what it's supposed to be. Rabbi Yochanan could not survive in this world without that level of learning that he got from Reish Lakish. That's how important it was to him. He ran bar hechem bar lakisha, hechem bar lakisha. He drove him out of his mind. His mind could not function in a normal way in this world without Torah, without the level of Torah that he was accustomed to with Reish Lakish. At kedei they'd be mispalel again. He's going to do it again. It's going to happen again and again and again. So there's no point. The Sefer Chassidim, Sefer Shalalter, just as you see from that this nekuda, which is true. I'll tell you from another ma'aser, which is pilit plan. I saw this years ago. Some place, I think it was in Yerbitzel of Petterburg, the Talmud of Michel Salanter, which is blessed. I think. Maybe not, but it's irrelevant anyway with who it was. It's that it was. There's in the Sfarim state that the worst thing for a neshama, achar p'tira, is something called kafakela. Kafakela, literally, it's a slingshot. That the neshama was, it comes from the neshama. The debate, the long and short of it is that the neshama, which is ruchni, was davuk in the guf, so even when it comes time to separate, it can't totally separate. So it goes back to the neshama, wants to go, and it's pulled immediately back here, and then the guf doesn't want it either, and throws it back and forth, and back and forth, it's like a slingshot, back and forth, terribly, it's only terribly painful for the neshama. We don't have hasogas in these things. You know, Bitzel Petterberger, or whoever it was trying to be masbir to Talmidim how big, how tremendous is the tzar of Kafakela. How much is the tzar of Kafakela? So he says, the tzar of Kafakela is so great, it's like you're harving in the middle of a tesis on a Friday night and the candles go out. That's how big the tzar of Kafakela is. All right. If it were today, if I'd want to give a mushel of how much the Tosis should matter to you, I'd say not being able to learn the Tosis properly should matter, should be painful to you as much as I would use the mushel as the nimshel and the nimshel as the mushel. Right? But again, learn from there what the hasoga was. What was the hasoga of the dveikus in Torah? How much does a person have to be dovuk in Torah? A person has to so be low tachrei Torah. That and nothing else than Torah that is so important to him, that there's nothing more painful than not being able to finish a Tosis, not to understand the sugya. The lights were not give out. Right? And it was so poshut to him that's how painful it's supposed to be, that he was, without thinking, freely able to use that as a mushel to describe to somebody how much pain kafakela is. Again, what would we say? Kafakela, we know it's something very painful. Say, yeah, well, you want to have some hasoga, how much learning should matter to you, so it should be as painful as kafakela. That would maybe be an effective mushel for us. But the other way around, like you can't even hear it in that smile, right? That's how far we are removed from it. But that's the darga of Rabbi Yechonah Reish Lakish. That's the darga of the Keshet the Torah that a person is the dabek li beinu. The dveikus alev that you're lo tachreah, and that it, that the fact that that is your very essence, the oyer which sheds in the world, that that is your very essence. That's adheichon hadvar magi. That's adheichon hadvar magi. Then one small other prat on this in Yom Kabbalah Satira. This is something else. In Kisrei Sasam is also today's Chedush Arim week, I guess. Right, Kisrei Sasam is B'shem Chedush Arim. This is connected to what we spoke about last week. Last week we spoke about that the whole Kayach of a Yochid comes from the fact that he's part of a Tzimur. Right? This, the Kayach Klali is Knesset Yisrael has Kayachas. Every mensch from that, your Kayachas is because you are a functioning part of that, and this is your contribution. You have the Kayach to contribute this to that whole thing. That's where you are, this part from there. Here it goes even more. He says like this: "Ksiv b'yoyim hazeh bo midbar Sinai." And says "Vayachin." He's talking about the kish echad b'leivech. Vayach. Pirish Rashi: "Zal kish echad b'leivech." Zoktes Vasem is v'zehoya from the Chnusherim. V'zehoya hachana lekabolas atayra. That was a hachana for kabolas atayra. Lia is ahava chokuk teichliba is bnei Yisrael. So ava should be chokuk in the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Ukainian Shaomru Chazal, Ezu Derech Taiva, Shivcher by Odom, Ayin Taiva. Shiye Someach Betaivas Chaveroi, Afshechoser Lezehatoiv. What does it mean, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael? Kishechet Balevechot. Even if I'm missing something, he can do something that I feel I can't do. Right? I'm Sameach that he could do it. I'm not upset that I can't. I'm Tkuli Sameach that he could do it. Afshechoser Lezehatoiv. Zok, he says a Mardika thing here. A tremendous kayach for us. V'zehoyel mashakosu v'chol ha'om royim hakaylus. Says kol ha'om royim is hakaylus. They weren't all in the same madriga. How could they all see it? This is his lashon ki afshahayu teich bnei Yisrael anoshim pshutim. Even though there were in Klal Yisrael anoshim pshutim shelo hayu yechaylim lirois. In kol ze al yedei ayin toiva. Shehoya simcha b'mashachaveiro yochol liroi satoivahu al yedei ze hoya gam hu roye be'ein chaveiroi kiven sheheim echod b'leiv echod ve'ein yecholim lovoi lezuha mida. When can you come to this mida? Rak yishkol echod einay nifrad, rak klali is going to have part of klali yisro liyay sa'odom hefker kemidbar. Ve'ein choshuv, even if he's not choshuv, rak shehu toich knesses Yisrael, that's where his power comes from, because he's toich knesses Yisrael, shehem yekarim ba'oid. Moshe Kosov Arizal, to that end, he brings a mer, like Arizal, lekabal al atzmai, a person should be mekabal on himself before tefillah, mitzvah v'hat, before he davens, mitzvah, or if it doesn't even, mitzvah v'hafto l'reicha kamoicha. Why? Yes, last week we just learned that the whole you be'etzim have no kaiches. Your whole kaiches comes from the klal. But still, you have your kaiches. There's different tumas and nefesh, right? Every person is different. You have yours and you have his. Al yedei ke'ish echad u'balev echad means you fagin the other guy. That you're okay with the other guy having it, and you don't, and it doesn't bother you, right? And it doesn't bother you. I have nothing, so but the other guy has it. I'm happy that it's there. Al yedei, you're being misbatal and reading that you have that he has it and you're good with him having it. You're one with him. It's ke'ish echad b'leiv echad. You get the kayach be'etzim to do something which you, as a yochid, would never have had the kayach to do. It's not only your kayach comes from part of the tzibur. The kayach that you get as being part of the tzibur is a greater kayach than you would possibly have. Kol ha'om so'as ha'kayles. There were pshutei om over there. How did they see the kayach? It was a big thing for them. They were happy that the next guy could see it, even though they had some content. We're not on a madrigal to see it. Once not, then you can see it through their eyes. You're part of that klal. If you're in this battle and you're part of that klal, it's one unit. So those eyes are yours eyes. You can see through those eyes. A person is mekabel Torah with the ki'ish echad u'b'leiv echad. Everyone has their tunis and has their kaychas. You can get more. Here you have, you get kaychas more than you have. Here you have an anti-mathematical equation where the whole equal is greater than the sum of its parts. The whole, here, the whole, there's no, the whole is equal to the sum of its parts. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Because the part as being part of the whole becomes more valuable. Something you couldn't do, you could do because it's Yishech HaLevachon, because you're also Yoinek from Yenem's Kreiches to do it. How does it become Yishech HaLevachon? That Be'etzem, you're okay, you realize he has his Kreiches, I don't have to, that's his. That's his, and I'm happy that they exist for Klal Yisrael, because we're all working for the same thing. Because we're all part of this Bria called Klal Yisrael. That's what's relevant over here. The Avodah that comes out from this, in the days of Shavuos, Parshas Nosek, Shavuos, where there's an Eir of Torah and a Kabbalah Satorah, Shataka, go, and as a Tzibur, as Ke'ish Echad B'Leivach, everybody together to be Mekabal, and everybody together to be Mekabal the Torah, and with an Ish Echad, with the Fagin, the next guy, that the next guy is more, and you know, it should make you feel good that he has it, even if you don't. It shouldn't make you feel bad that you don't. If you have the Ke'ishech of Belevecha, then you're Mekabel this Oyer of the Torah, and the way it's supposed to be, with the Hoyer Einenu B'Sarah Secha, V'Dabak Libeinu L'Mitzvah Secha, and the Yach, you come to the Yached L'Vavenu, should be a Emes HaKabbalah Satorah, Oz Tisana Gel Hashem, and it'll be Niskayim B'Milu, Ahabaycher B'Am Yisrael B'Hava. Chalas.